Welcome to VG Buzz, your daily source for gaming news. Brought to you by Element FM. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 a month at element.fm and amplify your voice. Now let's get to the news. ArenaNet has officially revealed the sixth expansion for Guild Wars 2, titled Visions of Eternity, and it's arriving on October 28, 2025. This expansion promises a strong focus on episodic storytelling, with critical updates dropping throughout the year. The storyline unfolds around ambitious inquest expeditions to the distant island of Kestora, unlocking mysteries beneath its lush jungles and sprawling ruins. At launch, players can dive into two new open-world maps that promise broad landscapes, diverse biomes, and endless adventure. Additionally, ArenaNet has confirmed two more massive maps are slated for release in 2026 to keep the momentum going. The expansion kicks off its player engagement with a dedicated beta testing period from August 20th through August 27th of this year. During this week-long beta, all nine professions will sample new elite specializations designed to push customization and offer bold new playstyles. ArenaNet has reworked the specialization system, debuting new trait lines and game-changing mechanics tailored to unleash each profession's potential. Whether you're a diehard guardian, a nimble thief, or a versatile engineer, the beta aims to give every player a chance to experiment with creative builds and tactics. One significant highlight is the overhaul to the Skimmer mount, which now boasts improved movement mechanics across various terrains. From rivers and lakes to rocky coastlines and shifting sands, the new Skimmer makes exploration smoother and more exhilarating. The legendary item scene is also leveling up, with six new legendary items set to roll out, each with custom visuals and effects. Collectors and theory crafters alike will have fresh objectives in their pursuit of Tyria's rarest treasures. For those who enjoy personalizing their world, the expansion introduces a brand new homestead map exclusively for players who own both Visions of Eternity and Janthyr Wilds. This addition expands the range of player-owned spaces, encouraging unique decor choices, social gatherings, and creative self-expression. Seasonal loot updates are also around the corner, with an array of new armor sets and weapon skins destined to hit the game throughout the year. ArenaNet seeks to simplify armor templates too, cutting down menu fuss and increasing flexibility for players to switch up their looks and stats on the go. That's not all. The expansion sets its sights on boosting community-driven content, starting with a new fractal dungeon featuring a demanding challenge mode for seasoned squads. Expect even more raid content, with updates to strikes and a streamlined experience that aims to make endgame group play more accessible. Looking ahead to 2026, the structure of raids and strikes is set to become even more user-friendly, giving guilds and solo players alike reasons to return. ArenaNet is also launching the Summer Heatwave event, which kicks off on June 16th and continues through August 6th, 2025. This event promises exclusive rewards, unique mission challenges, and the much-anticipated grand prize skin for players who go the distance. Event tickets will be up for grabs by participating in event activities or can be purchased using Mammoth Coins, meaning more ways to engage in and win. The community's anticipation is already palpable, and these updates suggest ArenaNet is keen on evolving player experiences with each patch and event. Switching gears to broader gaming headlines, Epic Games recently ignited the Fortnite community with a fix to the legendary Battle Bus. This update has sparked widespread speculation that a new vehicle, possibly even a free car, could be arriving soon in-game. Players are already plotting new gameplay strategies, discussing how the introduction of a car could change battle tactics and mobility. Fortnite's metagame has always thrived on mechanical innovation, and all eyes are on what Epic might roll out next. Meanwhile, as the buzz continues around the upcoming Nintendo Switch 2, a big talking point is its reported emphasis on local co-op multiplayer. Players and developers alike are hopeful the new hardware will double down on that classic couch co-op experience that's so deeply tied to Nintendo identity. Imagine teaming up with friends for spontaneous sessions that celebrate the fun of playing together. No internet connection required. Industry analysts predict this could fuel creative new titles and extensions of beloved franchises in the months and years to come. Moving deeper into MMO territory, Square Enix has announced that automatic demolition of European estates will soon resume in Final Fantasy XIV. The pause was initially enacted in response to recent natural disasters, providing crucial stability to the player base during difficult times. With demolitions returning, estate owners must remember to log in and physically visit their plots to reset their timers and avoid losing their virtual homes. This move highlights the always evolving demand for housing in the world of Eorzea and Square Enix's ongoing commitment to balancing fairness and opportunity. Players are also embracing a blast from the past. As Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 Plus 4 relaunches with fully cross-platform online multiplayer, the iconic skateboarding title now features enhanced graphics and faithfully rebuilt parks, letting both longtime fans and newcomers ride and grind together. Classic mechanics mingle with modern polish, and the global skateboarding community is already celebrating an influx of old friends and fresh rivalries. Over in the world of Nintendo, Donkey Kong Bonanza is making waves with its advances in destructible environments. The game puts a spotlight on immersive sound design and welcomes the return of beloved franchise character Pauline, ramping up nostalgia and excitement. Fans have noticed how interactive environments and robust audio cues add a richer sense of immersion and dynamism to every level. Speaking of fan favorites, David Gallagher, the iconic voice of Riku in the Kingdom Hearts series, has announced a new project. For the first time ever, Gallagher will take on a complete blind playthrough of the Kingdom Hearts games, offering hilarious moments and heartfelt reactions. Fans are eager to see him experience the narrative twists and emotional highs that he helped bring to life for over two decades. As speculation continues to build around Kingdom Hearts 4, Gallagher's unique playthrough is sure to reignite interest and add fresh layers to the fan conversation. On the tech front, hardware innovations are reshaping how players interact with their favorite games, both old and new. The Steam Deck continues to gain ground in the portable gaming scene, with users not just playing modern titles, but also using it to control classic franchises like Star Wars. Valve's portable powerhouse offers customizable controls and a growing ecosystem that supports experimentation and cross-platform play. Another headline maker is the Analog 3D, a 4K-focused reimagining of the iconic Nintendo 64 console. This sleek hardware supports original N64 cartridges and aims to solve emulation headaches, bringing old-school classics into crisp, ultra-high definition. With robust support for authentic controllers and consistent updates, the Analog 3D has already captured the attention of retro gaming enthusiasts around the world. Whether you're revisiting nostalgic favorites or discovering legendary games for the first time, 2025 seems poised for unforgettable experiences. In the ever-changing landscape of games, developers are doubling down on live service innovations and community engagement. From Guild Wars 2's expanded storyline and player-driven content, to innovations in high-profile franchises like Cyberpunk 2077, the future looks bold and imaginative. We're seeing studios listen more closely to their communities, rolling out updates that bring new mechanics, accessibility options, and creative tools into player hands. It's clear the next year will be shaped by both technological leaps and a renewed commitment to collaborative, memorable gameplay. So, whether you're planning to venture through the mists of Kestora, drop into the Fortnite map in a shiny new ride, or cheer on David Gallagher's Kingdom Hearts journey, 2025 is set to be a landmark year. That's it for today's VG Buzz. Checkpoint cleared. Thanks, and catch us tomorrow in your favorite podcast app.